If you own a physical game disc, actually went to a store, picked it off a shelf, paid for it, and then couldn't play it because a server went down, what exactly do you own? That question was front and center on Hacker News yesterday, and it cuts right to the heart of where digital ownership is heading. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Wednesday, August 5th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That Xbox story is genuinely one of those moments where a company's infrastructure failure becomes a philosophical argument in real time. We're going to get into that, along with a packed slate. Waymo rolling into Dallas and opening to all riders. Mistral releasing a new open weights moderation model called ShieldStraw. A WebKit privacy leak that affects iCloud private relay users in ways Apple probably wishes no one had noticed. And the Hacker News community paying tribute to a genuinely moving personal essay from Stephen Wolfram about his late wife.
We're also looking at the data center NIMBY phenomenon. Turns out people are happy to stream 4K video, but would prefer the infrastructure powering it be somewhere else. There's a fascinating piece on how Pi's minimalism is becoming a competitive strategy against Databricks in the analytics space. Simon Willison has a new take on stateless MCP, that's rekindled excitement around AI tool protocols. And on the AI safety side, Interpol is reporting that artificial intelligence now drives more than half of cybercrime across Africa. That's not a trend you can wave away.
We've also got some terrific technical material. A 20 billion parameter ternary mixture of experts model running at 120 tokens per second on an iPhone, NumPy scaling work on free-threaded Python, the BugTrack mailing list making a comeback, a beautifully nerdy project training a small language model on an $8 ESP32 microcontroller, and a browser CSS story that everyone who has ever tried to center a div will recognize immediately.
Before we get into any of that, a quick word for anyone joining us for the first time. This show is entirely independent. We source our stories from Hacker News, but we have no affiliation with Y Combinator or the Hacker News team. No sponsorship arrangement, no endorsement from them in any direction. We're just two people who think the HN community surfaces some of the best technical and business thinking on the internet, and we want to share it with listeners who might not have time to scroll through it themselves.
And on that note, if you're not already reading Hacker News directly, please do. The URL is news.combinator.com, and what you'll find there is not just the links, but the comment threads, where working engineers, researchers, and founders pull these stories apart with a level of rigor you don't get in most media. We give you the highlights. They give you the real depth. Highly worth your time.
All right, let's start with the story that generated the most raw heat on HN yesterday.